Hey, we got to find out where art is this week. And boy, I tell you, if there was art last weekend, art outdoors, this is my pouty face. For the first time in all of the time I can remember, Animal Allies Walk for Animals, we had to call it on account of rain after there was thunder and lightning down there. Holy cow!
Oh, not safe for our furry friends.
For man nor beast. As Yukon, Cornelius would say, I'm just saying. Yeah, that was really a disappointment for. And so people are just going to have to walk with their animals by themselves.
Every day.
So where can we find art? We need to be cheered up. Where can we find art?
We do need to be cheered up. And there is, I'm going to start with, there's a couple call for entries. So you might find art in your home and you want to put it out there into the world. ACO is asking you, you might find art on your cell phone because they are looking for submissions for their next exhibition called Let's See What You See. It's a cell phone exhibition, not of cell phones, but of photos that you take on your cell phones. They've done a few of these in the past, and now they're adding themes to their cell phone photo exhibitions. And this year's theme is Resilience in the Face of Climate Change. So however you think you might capture that.
Oh, like the lady sitting at the Walk for Animals with her umbrella over her dogs.
That, perfect. Bingo. Lisa has now submitted her piece.
There you go. Yep.
Everyone else needs to do the same. Zeitgeist has a opening for their parklet. This is a fabulous week because we finally have sun in the 70s and what is promised to be perfect Duluth weather. So on Thursday, they are opening their little parklet outside the Zeitgeist Atrium space. So they're taking over a couple parking lot or a parking spaces and turning those parking spaces into lounging and social gathering space for the summer. And they're asking artists to share artwork. They have these panels that are part of the space. So it's almost bringing the gallery that's inside their atrium outside to the outdoors. And they're looking for two-dimensional art for that space. So their theme for that is creative community. So that is a much broader and fairly inclusive theme. So two-dimensional art for Zeitgeist Parklet grand opening. And then I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot more hours of sunlight in the day now that we have sunlight. And I wanted to do a quick rundown. I haven't ever sort of gone through all of the different options for engaging in arts as, you know, as youth, as adults. We can all make art. There's a few more hours in the day. You have a little bit more energy with the sun coming up at 4 a.m. or whatever if you don't have shades on your blinds. And there's so many opportunities right now to learn how to make art. So I wanted just to do a quick run through of all of those different places in our area who are sharing how to make your hands make something. Pineapple Arts, right downtown, does art therapy classes. They have open studio times as well. Oat Lack Felt Studio, OTLAK Felt Studio. Mary Reichert is a felt maker, and she shares classes in private and small group. Sessions all about felting, which is this really wonderful, you know, talk about tactile. It involves fibers, it involves color, it involves actually getting things, you know, felted together with your hands, which is a really satisfying feeling. Yarn Harbor, speaking of the fiber arts, they do knitting, crochet, felting, weaving. On the Rocks Art Studio and Gallery, I've talked about them before, they do painting classes. They have a painting class this Wednesday that's about the Superior Split Rock Lighthouse. The Market Day is sort of more crafting arts with lotion making, soap making, Superior Art Class. Oh my gosh, they do such phenomenal work. And the owner of that shop just was recognized with an award at the Edina Art Center. They're right downtown. They do flame work, hot shop, glass blowing. Talk about like meditative. I mean, you wouldn't want to meditate too far out because
I'm thinking. I'm thinking if there is a time for mindfulness, it might be when you've got several billion degrees worth of liquid glass.
Oh, yeah. But it's so fascinating to watch. Go and just watch them.
Oh, watch somebody else. Yeah. But they better be on their game.
But they're on their game.
I'm just saying.
They are in the zone. They are in the zone. Historic Armory Annex offers, speaking of hot, they have a forge community there, and they do classes for forging. So, again, you can get hot this summer making art at the Historic Armory Annex at Lake Superior Art Glass. Great Lakes Aquarium has classes now in photography, drawing, watercolor, smelt making. I'm not sure what smelt making is, but... They're
little fish, Annie.
I know, but I don't know how you make them.
Annie, the mama fish and the daddy fish love each other very, very,
very
much.
They give each other a special hug.
Actually, I'm telling you, I just finished a novel, and it was such a wonderful novel. And in the novel, the very best novels do this. In the novel, one of the characters was an artist who was sculpting and then cast her sculptures in bronze. And after reading about the process, it was fascinating to go online and see how it's done.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. I know process in art making is fascinating. It is like a special hug.
Okay. So what else is going on, Annie?
Jalise Makerspace has all sorts of classes, wire wrap jewelry, pottery, stone engraving, industrial sewing. I would love
industrial sewing. Hey, that's what they do at, like, I bet you at like Duluth Pack and Frost River and places like that. Because they, and those are the places where you take the stuff that you wrecked that wasn't made well to begin with, and the people that make things well fix it for you.
Right, they roll their eyes a little bit, but then they fix it for you.
Yep.
Duluth Folk School, they have everything from Polish batik eggs to tattered lace for beginners. I mean, they have a whole range because it is making things with your hands.
That is, incidentally, that is, just so we're clear, that is tattered lace.
Tattered lace,
not
what did I say?
Tattered.
I know how to do tattered lace.
Okay, well, but yeah.
But I don't know how to do. I have to go to the Duluth Folk School.
You do.
Tattered lace.
You do. Yes, and I think, and I'll probably just offer a grammar and spelling course just for fun, because isn't that an art? Isn't that a forgotten art?
It's a very, well, I don't know. When I see the red underneath letters, I see.
There you go. There you go. You bet. Oh, poor Annie. You deserve better than this morning host, but darn it, I'm all you've got.
Well, I gave you tattered lace and special hugs.
There you go. It's all good.
We're working with what we got.
We certainly have. And yeah, this program, especially in the days of Peter Spooner, frequently veers into PG-13 territory. So, I'm not too concerned. We can make it work. Anything else you wanted to mention? I interrupted you.
Three last ones. The Duluth Art Institute does amazing classes for adults and kids. They really focus on kids in the summer. Duluth Community Education, don't forget about them. They have amazing opportunities for arts, crafts, hobbies. And then Art on the Planet does painting. So those are my last three. Get out there and make something this summer, Lisa.
And there are all kinds of places, incidentally, too, that I can't name them by name, but I know that I've seen them on social media, so it'd be easy to go and look if you kind of expand your search a little bit. There are some wonderful places in some of our smaller communities in the area that have little places that are teaching pottery, and they're teaching painting, and they're having these classes. So if you want to learn something new, I always think that the very best, like, Christmas gift is lessons to something new. And this is a time maybe where everything's a little more loosey-goosey, and everybody's kind of, even if they're at work, they're like on vacation mode. Perfect time to go and learn something. Just have fun trying to figure something new out.
Amen.
Annie, thanks a gazillion for joining us, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.